This morning for our Bible study, I would invite you and encourage you to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, at verse 14. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 14. Now here's the text this morning. Solomon says, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it that men should fear before Him." Now this is to be understood of all the decrees of God, which are eternal. They are the eternal thoughts of His heart. None can hinder His purpose, nor change His counsel, the counsel of His will. He works all things after the counsel of His own will. His pleasure is always executed. His purpose and appointments are always accomplished, never frustrated, nor made void. Nothing unexpected can turn up to delay the execution of God's decrees. Our great God sees the end from the beginning and works all things to the exact delight of His eternal purpose and pleasure. This is true of all of His works of providence and grace. All things are working together for good in God's kingdom. God's eternal, unconditional election of grace is certain and sure, can never be altered nor reversed. The blessings of grace and the blessings of God's election are called the sure mercies of David, ordered in all things and sure. God's eternal election of grace is certain and sure, can never be altered or reversed. Something else, God's redemption by Jesus Christ, His precious blood, is also certain and sure. You see, it shall be forever. All the blessings of grace bestowed on the sinner, such as pardon, justification, adoption, regeneration, continue forever and are eternal as God Himself. He said, "I am the Lord, I do not change. There is nothing lacking in the covenant of grace. All things are freely provided and sovereignly bestowed. Nothing needs to be put to it. Certainly nothing will be taken away from it." Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are accepted in the Beloved, and they stand complete in Him. Solomon says, "I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever." My friends, you believe that this morning? And then he says, nothing can be put to it. Nothing needs to be added or brought to the decrees of God, the purposes of God, nor anything can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it that men should fear, worship, and reverence God. It shall be forever. That's the title of the message today. It shall be forever. When God redeems and justifies and saves a sinner in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not a temporary condition. God saves His people with an everlasting salvation. It shall be forever. Of this you may be sure. If salvation is the work of God, and the work of God alone, and it most certainly and surely is, then it is an everlasting, eternal salvation that God saves us with. It can never be lost, never be destroyed, never be changed. Because God does not change. Now listen to this scripture found in John chapter 10. He said, "My sheep hear My voice. I know them, and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, because God never changes. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one." It shall be forever. Salvation that God sovereignly gives to His chosen people is an everlasting salvation. It is an eternal justification and an eternal redemption. Salvation is a real and vital union with the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is called. We are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. Ephesians 5:30. We who believe are members of that mystical spiritual body, the church, of which the Lord Jesus Christ is the head. Eternal life is a life of real oneness with the Son of God, who is life. He says in the book of John, chapter 14, because I live, you shall also live. Can you imagine Christ with a body that's not complete? Perish the thought. His body must be perfect, must be complete. And if so much as one member of His body be lost, His body cannot be complete. Now, here's what we're saying. His church, believers in Christ, elect of God, are so really and truly one with Christ that not so much as one member of His body can perish unless He perishes. So long as the head is safe, the body is safe. That which is true of the head is true of the body. Our Lord says so in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and those that come to me I will in no wise, no way, cast out. Something else we know about this salvation that is eternal. Our salvation must be eternal and secure because it is both accomplished and preserved by the grace and power of God the Holy Spirit. Salvation is not in any way to be attributed to man. God saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's own purpose and grace, which was given sinners in Christ before the foundation of the world. We were dead in sin, but the Holy Spirit graciously regenerated us, giving us life in Christ, giving us faith in Christ. He quickened who were dead, and He preserves us in life by His holy, mighty influences. That's one part of His office and the work of the Holy Spirit. He regenerates us and He keeps us. Preserved by the power of God, He keeps God's elect persevering and preserving us in faith, in grace, in life. We're kept by the power of God through faith, by the power of God's Holy Spirit. You see, salvation, my friend, it shall be forever. It's not temporary. Man is not saved one day and lost the next. Salvation is not based upon the sinner's performance, but salvation is based upon the decree of God and the certainty of salvation through the accomplishment and the performance of our substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. Something else we know that every true believer's salvation is safe and secure in Christ because the work of grace which God has begun, He will carry on to perfection. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that God who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It will never be said of our God that He began a work in which He was not able to complete. Now, often we have those problems. Every man considers it a shame to undertake a work and be compelled to give it up before it's completed because he lacks the ability, the skill, the wisdom, the power, or the dedication necessary to get the job done. But it's not so of God. It is not possible for the Lord God to be confronted with failure and shame and incompletion. He has never known failure, and He never shall. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. God does it that men should honor and worship God. He began with us an eternal election. We read this all through the Scripture, but here's one particular verse. God choosing a people, we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Though thousands of years have rolled along, His purpose has never changed. God chose a people in eternity, and in time He will redeem them and justify according to His wise and holy will in the fullness of time. He redeemed His people by the substitutionary death and blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in the book of Galatians, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to receive them to redeem them, rather, that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And though we went astray as soon as we were born, speaking lies, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, spent our days and nights in rebellion and sin against God, yet He stood by His purpose of grace toward His elect. God chose a people, and by His decree, He is determined to have them, determined to redeem them, and determined to glorify them. He graciously preserved us until the time appointed when He would justify us in Christ Jesus, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. At the appointed time, in the time of His love, He gave to His people life in Christ, granted them faith to receive Him as everything in salvation, and gave them a new heart to love Him supremely. To you who believe, the Lord Jesus Christ is precious. He is precious. Since that day of salvation, since that day of justification, our sins have been many. John says, "My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not, but when you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Since that day of salvation, justification in Christ, our sins have been many. Our faithfulness at best has been feeble. Our service to God has been insignificant. But He who called us has been faithful. He kept us by the power of His grace. He has never failed us, and He never shall. He will not give up that work which He has begun so earnestly and faithfully through the blood atonement of Christ. Our God will perform that which He has begun until He brings us safe into His presence in eternal glory. He is willing to complete His work in us. He is wise enough to complete His work in us. He is powerful enough to complete His work in us. And He will. Now, many might ask this question, can a man be justified in Christ, be saved, and ever be lost? I reply unto you, not until God ceases to be God. I know that if God has saved me, and if God has saved you by His matchless, eternal, sovereign grace, it shall be forever. Now that's what this text is teaching us. Whatever God does in the way of election, in the way of redemption, in the way of justification and salvation, He saves us with an eternal salvation. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it that men should fear, honor, worship, and extol Him.